Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Welcome on board to Friday's Drive with Joe Bailey. I'm going to drive you safely to the weekend. All going on today, guess the intro, shake it off, more pie facts, yeah, you heard me correctly, and a feel-good Friday and a guest. Boston with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now I'm in the studio with Peter. Pete, how you doing again?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you very much.
Great stuff. Now listen, Pete, do you want to tell us a little bit about West Ham United Women's Supporters Board?
Yeah, it'd be lovely. I mean, West Ham Women's Supporters Board was started probably about 2 years ago. And the idea was to provide a platform for the meaningful engagement between West Ham Women supporters and the senior management of the board. So we've got eight representatives, and they all represent a different part of the community. So you've got like over 65s, under 25s, disabled supporters, families and juniors. My actual role is the local supporters. So everybody within the community is actually represented by somebody on the board, and our role, as I already said, is for people to the supporters of West Ham Women to come and talk to us, come and tell us what they enjoy about seeing the games, what they dislike about coming to see the games, what would some of them who haven't been to see the games, what they would like to see at the games, and really how we can enhance the whole spectator time when they come to watch West Ham. So we have a meeting with the board probably three times a year, and from what the supporters have told us, we then relay that back to the board, tell the board exactly what the supporters are saying, and then the board can act on that and make things better experience for the team, for the supporters when they come.
Yeah, so basically what it is, it's all the feedback that we're getting throughout the time that we're there, because I am part of the West Ham United Women Supporters Board as well, just if you're not aware. But what that is that there's a stall there, isn't there, Pete?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, every game, before every game, there's at least two or three of us will be in front of the ground, and we've got a stall there, and we get the supporters come and chat to us, and like I said, come and tell us what they're enjoying, what they're not enjoying. There's lots of things also going on around that stall. We have we try to make it as nice an atmosphere for people to come and watch a game as possible. I think sometimes people, they go and watch the men's game and the atmosphere can be a little bit aggressive at times and whatever. So when you come to watch a women's game, we don't get any of that. The atmosphere is a really brilliant atmosphere. And we have the kids come up, and they, if it's their first time, they'll get a certificate. And the certificate is signed by the manager, signed by the captain, and it's just a little keepsake for the people who come to say, this is our first game, this is when we first saw our first West Ham women's game.
It's not just, I've seen like adults with the certificates as well, and I thought I saw you sneak one in your pocket, but no it wasn't.
Well, I said that was for my grandson, but I'll stick to that story.
But also as well, on Twitter you can go to at WHUWSB. If you can't find us, which I don't know how you wouldn't be able to find us on a match day, but if you can't, you can have like interact with us as well on Twitter. Or if there's so many people there and you still want to talk to us, there's a way of doing that through Twitter as well, at WHUWSB. But Pete, as well, I mean, I've been going to women's football when there was literally like one man and his dog going, you know, before West Ham were in like the top tier. And it's changed a lot. You know, you used to get just like a couple of people going along. And a lot of misconceptions are, because when you're watching the telly, right, all you were going to hear was like kids and that, like shouting and things like that and screaming, which is brilliant, because that is what we want. We want a family inclusive place and safe space for all fans to come along. But I think like the ones that are forgotten really are the blokes that the over 40s that go along, have a drink in the bar with their mates as well, and just want to go and watch football. And that's what I love about you, Pete, because to me that's what you represent as well. Have you noticed a difference over the past couple of years, the more amount of sort of like what you'd expect to see are the season ticket holders and the men, seeing more of those over, or are you a bit disappointed with a little bit of that?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons I joined the board was to sort of try to get more supporters over. I mean, West Ham get get between 1,000 and 1,500 supporters for every match. And like you say, at the men's game, they're getting upwards of 60, 50, 60,000 pounds. Yeah. So there's an awful lot of people who go to watch the men's game who are still not coming to watch the ladies' games. And I really do think if some of them come over, they will be surprised at the standard. I know, obviously, the England women have just won the Euros, and that's created an awful lot of interest, and people are saying, oh, you know, the women's game is you know, a really good product to watch. But there's still an awful lot of men who say, oh, no, it's not as good. You know, the men are faster, the men are stronger. And I think until you've actually been over and seen the game and seen the skill level, seen the commitment, seen the technical ability of some of the women that are playing football, it's really difficult to say that. And I would love to see a lot more, as you say, of the over 40s men's coming over, seeing the game and really seeing that it is as good, in my opinion, it's as good as the men's game.
Yeah, and they're not all rolling on the floor every 5 minutes either, are they?
Exactly.
So it's starting to feel like a bit like American football when I'm over at the stadium now to watch the men, to be fair. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, that's it. And the women seem a lot more approachable at the end of every game. Yeah. They will come up to the side of the pitch and they'll talk to the supporters, and if you've got your certificates, they'll sign your certificates for you and whatever. So, you know, it is a different atmosphere to watching the men, but I think the actual products on the field, there's very little difference. Yeah. And I think if we could get more people over to see that, then, you know, that would be great.
You're right, it's experiencing. Look, we come back after Kate Nash in Perfect. I'm going to have another more, a little bit of a chat. Right, here still with Peter from the West Ham United Women's Supporters Board. Still got loads coming up as well. We've got loads of fact toys coming up, Band of the Week, and some pie facts, yes, because it is pie week, so I've been fitting them in a week, and I've got some fabulous ones coming up in a minute. Yes, ridiculous to the sublime. That's what the drive show's all about. Right, so Pete, do you know what? I think it's always nice having a story about how people like went along to women's football, and I've never asked you before. How did you sort of think, oh, I'm just going to go along and watch West Ham women?
Yeah, I think probably you've got to go back 30 years. I've got two boys, and they played football, Sunday morning football. Many a Sunday morning was freezing cold, muddy pitches, as I'm sure a lot of dads can recognise. And they played football, and then I've got a daughter who's 10 years younger than those, and I was quite surprised again when she was about 10, 11 years old, and she said, you know, I'd really like to start playing football as well, Dad. The first problem with that was that there wasn't very many girls' football teams around, so to find a local football team was quite a problem. We found her a local team, and then she sort of getting the games to be played other teams was the next problem, and we had to travel to sort of Colchester, Clacton, Southend, quite distances to get her to play. But what I really noticed was that the difference in, as I said before, the skill level and the technical ability and the enthusiasm, the commitment from all the girls was no different to when I was watching my boys play football. In fact, it was probably more so. You know, they all sort of really wanted to play every single game. So when West Ham joined the WSL, I thought, I'll pop along and I'll have a look and, you know, see what it's all about. And again, I suppose I wasn't surprised by then, because, but again, the commitment, the, you know, the skill levels, everything was very, very similar to the men. And so, you know, after that first game, I was hooked. It was the atmosphere was just seemed to be nice. The everybody around you just wanted to talk about West Ham, and, you know, we used to talk about the men, we used to talk about the women and everything. But it was a really good game of football, and I'm just really pleased. I go along now and I watch them every single week.
Yeah, and that's what I suppose made you then, because you're so passionate about it now, and you just want it to succeed more than anything. This, of course, it's our club, right? West Ham.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, it's West Ham's one club, right?
I'd be standing there on the terraces. It used to be over at Rush Green was when they first started playing. And you'd hear people complaining about this and complaining about that. And a lot of their complaints were really simple things that could be fixed so easily. You know, and I was thinking to myself, well, you know, why can't the club do that then? Why don't the club do that? So when the opportunity came to apply for the West Ham Supporters Board, I thought, well, that's the ideal opportunity. You know, supporters tell me what's wrong, so I could then go to the senior management, tell them what's wrong, and like I said, a lot of them are fixed in 5 to 10 minutes. It really is, you know, really is that simple.
Yeah, no, it really is. I mean, like you say, it's not all to do with money either. It's just like simple, quick fixes, you know, even just because obviously we've got the Dagenham ground, and when I'm talking about women's football, it's not just solely about like West Ham United women, because all the women's pitches, there's a majority of them that have all got issues wherever they are, and, you know, whether they're not their own. And so so then they have to sort of, you know, share it with other teams, or it's miles away from anywhere else and you have to drive to get there. So it's really hard to get the attendances. So we are really lucky at West Ham that we can now have dialogue. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and lie, Pete, as we know, you know, it's been a real hard slog at the beginning. We're getting there now, you know, but, you know, there's some basic ticketing stuff and things like that that weren't solved, and they are getting there now, you know. But because I don't think what people realise as well what the West Ham United Women Supporters Board does. We get items of agenda together, and then 2 to 3 times a year we get together with the manager, Aidan, obviously, and the ticketing manager, Nicola, and supporter services. And so then it's all joined up thinking. But now things have made a difference. Now when people come in, our main complaint was that it doesn't feel like West Ham. It felt like Dagenham. Fair enough, it's a Dagenham ground, you know. But now when they walk on, they've got like the mascots there, haven't they, Pete? They've got bubbles and...
Yeah. I mean, we was also consulted on the marketing and all the advertising around the ground. We got to go just before the new season started. We got there and they had all the advertising around, and they was asking us our views on it and everything else. So, you know, they are listening to what the supporters want, and they are starting to listen to what is required. Mm. And it's working really, really well. Yeah, and like you say, the mascots come and they're outside every game and they're taking the photos. Again, it's not just the kids that are having their photos done, it's the adults are having their photos taken with them as well. We've also got song sheets, which was something new, where... I know you yourself, Joe, you've been involved in writing some of the songs for all the players. So we've got a song about an awful lot of the players there, and we give them out. And so everyone feels included. So when the songs start going out, a lot of the time, like in the men's game, you don't really know what they're singing about. But at West Ham, women's games, you know what they're singing about because you've got a song sheet. So it's great. Yeah.
It's nice. And the away fans as well, sort of like we all kind of then mix in together because it's okay. We sort of like, you know, like I say, we don't really get swearing and stuff like that. It's going to change. You know, the bigger the people come in, we get more people in, which we want, no doubt there's going to be some more you know, language that is not really accepted, and we'll just have to see how we approach that one when it really happens, won't we, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the good news is that we're starting from a base where, as you say, there isn't really any swearing, and it would be great to think that we could get, as we said, the over 40 men's, teenage boys and everything come, and when they realise that what we're about is not about the swearing and shouting at the other team and everything else, it's about supporting your team. You cheer for your team, you support your team, you don't, you know, it's not about what the other team are doing. Hopefully they will recognise that's the way it is, and that's the way football in women's will continue.
Well, that should be the way, really, that men's football should be.
Yes.
You know, because there are kids, obviously, that go to the match. There are women that go to matches. Some of the language is just diabolical. I get embarrassed sometimes.
I take my grandson, and he's 10 years old, nice, and it's not nice to hear you know, the way some of them talk over there. And it's great that, as I say, you don't get that so much in the women's games.
And it's not kind of the cancel culture that everyone talks about, I think. It's more a case of just like respect. That's what I always think. You know, if we had more respect at the men's game as well, you know, we'd see more families and kids going along, which it should be.
100%,
Anyway, Pete, listen, I want to thank you for coming. Is there anything else you want to shout out about? We've got the match, plug, go on.
No, I think, we've got a big game on Sunday, Aston Villa. Get over there if you can, 3 o'clock kickoff, the bigger crowd we've got, biggest crowd we can get, the better. But no, just thanks very much for having me. It's been really enjoyable.
Yeah. You're going to be on the stall this week as well. So
Yes, I'll be there. Come up and talk to me. Come and tell me how you felt I've performed on the radio today.
It is
my first time, everybody. So, you know, but yeah, no, please come and say hello. Come and talk to us. That's what we're there for. We get there and we want to hear from the fans. It's great.
You got a hat trick there today, Pete. Well done. I'll be seeing you on Sunday. Right. Fat Boy Slim, praise you. Thanks again, Pete. Be back soon.